clashes with my work do. That's the day of the nativity. We're booked to see Santa. We're out picking a tree. There's in-laws to visit, pantomimes to see. I've got to write 1,000 Christmas cards. Until somehow, we're here. Four friends having our Costa Christmas catch-up. We should do this more often.
Get together this Christmas around the festive Nutcracker range at Costa. Costa Coffee.
Save on everything in the Oak Furniture Land Black Friday sale and discover style that's made to last across our living, sleeping and dining ranges. Order now and enjoy your dream furniture sooner with hundreds of products still available in time for Christmas. Plus, enjoy 3 years interest-free credit from $499 with no deposit. The Oak Furniture Land Black Friday sale, now on. Sale ends December 1st. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance T's and C's apply.
This Black Friday, get sorted for the festive season with EE Broadband. You'll pay nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it's ultra-fast, full fiber, so you'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
So, I can stream festive tunes
while I game with my mates.
And I binge Christmas films.
Yes, yes, and yes. And it's powered by BT. So switch today. It's easier than ever before. Available until the 12th of December.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply.
Make morning simples with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product, so compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh,
we in the coffee
and a cinnamon twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only, one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries, exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
This morning, the rate at which prices are rising hit 2.3% last month. That's slightly more than experts had been predicting. It does mean inflation is back above the Bank of England's 2% target, reducing the chances of another base rate cut in December. The US is temporarily closing its embassy in Kiev after receiving what it's described as specific information of a potential significant air attack. The Ukrainian military says missile defence systems were used overnight to defend the city. Military analyst Sean Bell says it's not surprising.
The Ukrainians have a very good air defence system around Kyiv. It's not completely watertight, but I suspect this is more out of prudence that the Americans have decided to look after their folks within the embassy overnight.
It comes just days after the Biden administration lifted restrictions on its long-range missiles for Ukraine to fire into Russia. A report claims children as young as 11 are carrying knives because they don't feel safe where they live. The study also found two-thirds of 13 to 17-year-olds are worried about becoming victims of violence. John Yates is from a charity which helps children stay away from crime. He says many youngsters have changed the way they live in the last year as a result.
Those are things like being unable to sleep at night, missing school because they're worried about violence on the way to school, changing the route that they walk. I think we often see violence as being a niche thing. I think this report says actually this affects a huge number of all of our children.
The funeral of One Direction star Liam Payne's expected to take place later. It's reported that all four of the singer's former bandmates and Simon Cowell will be at the private service. Rafa Nadal's retired from tennis after a career in which he's won 22 Grand Slam titles. There were emotional scenes in Malaga last night, where Spain were beaten by the Netherlands in the Davis Cup, which was his final tournament. And Manifest has been named Cambridge Dictionary's Word of the Year. It's a popular term among celebrities and social media influencers and was the most looked up word on the dictionary's website last year. A dry and bright day for most of us, with wintry showers continuing in northern Scotland, highs of 8 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. President Joe Biden, born this day in 1942. The greatest gift is the ability to forget the bad things, and focus on the good.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic and Times Square 1944 from On the Town. That's just coming up for 9 minutes past eight on this Wednesday, the 20th of November. Welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast, live from a chilly Magic Classical East Midlands. Icy this morning, following a pretty sharp freeze overnight. Be careful. As the sergeant used to say in Hill Street Blues, let's be careful out there. Having strayed into slide rules for some reason or other a few minutes ago, the Batty Blackbird of Berkshire says, at a Christmas meal a couple of years ago, knowing that we were all of a certain vintage and that some of us had been scientifically minded, I asked how many of us had a slide rule. I was the only one to still have one, although the others did admit to having used them. It's not only slide rule use that sticks in the mind, though. Whenever I have to multiply or think of orders of magnitude, I still use bar numbers in my head to work out how big the answer should be. I can't remember what day of the week it is, but I can still remember some things. Bar numbers. Now, when you say bar numbers, I'm thinking of the immediately of the numbers on a score, you know, right, let's take it again from bar 28 or whatever, but I don't think that's what you're meaning. Is that a sort of approximate calculation? I remember them telling us when calculators started being used, do a rough estimate in your head just so you know you haven't made some huge mistake. I guess that's probably what you mean. Anyway, onward ever onward with fine music to see us further into Wednesday. Question of the day, Mark 2 will be along as we nudge closer to half past. Now, a spot of Chopin for the piano. His impromptu in A-flat. He's making it up as he goes along. Here to play it, Song Jinchu. Thank you. Chopin's Impromptu in A flat. Song Jin Cho playing. Penny Smith is back in charge in this very boutique from 10 o'clock this morning with her usual fine mix of music and intrigue. And before we get to Penny time, from 9 o'clock, pray tell us, what do we have?
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
A little sample of screen-related delights lined up for our entertainment in Screen Time after nine this morning. Now, Luciano Pavarotti with some Puccini.
Yeah.
suave fanciulla, oh, gentle maiden. It's that moment when love strikes Rodolfo and Mimi in Puccini's La Bohème. Luciano Pavarotti and Mirella Freni, tenor and soprano, respectively. On Magic Classical, on slide rules, Guy says, oh, now you've really started something. What were those books of tables with all the numbers in? Oh, I remember the books of tables with all the numbers in. Actually, I mean, it's easy to mock, but they were very, very useful. Because if you had a chair that didn't quite balance, you could just turn the right number of pages and tuck it under the leg there, and that'd be fine. Elsewhere, on the question of bar numbers, for your information, says Lee from Epsom, we've been using bar estimates in Yorkshire since time began. For example, I glanced out of the window this morning and I said, "E bar gom, it looks cold out." Also, when I recently visited the post office to collect a parcel, I looked at it and immediately said, "E bar gom, that looks heavy." I hope that clears it up. Yes, yes, it clears it up in a special sort of way. Question of the Day Mark 2 coming along after some Carl Jenkins next.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
At your fingertips. So you have the mic to master everyday admin, like raising invoices, staying on top of VAT, managing payroll, and controlling your cash flow. Let your clever little digits loose on Xero and get smarter accounting for your small business at your fingertips. Search Xero with an X and keep your finger on the button.
Black Friday is Dell Technologies' biggest sale of the year, with up to 30% off along with free shipping. And if you want to be ready for AI, the future is on sale today. Our laptops start from £299, and don't miss limited time deals on selected PCs that make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Black Friday is the best time to upgrade because huge savings start now. Save up to 30% today along with free shipping. Shop now at dell.co.uk/deals.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Save on everything in the Oak Furniture Land Black Friday sale and discover style that's made to last across our living, sleeping and dining ranges. Order now and enjoy your dream furniture sooner with hundreds of products still available in time for Christmas. Plus, enjoy 3 years interest-free credit from £499 with no deposit. The Oak Furniture Land Black Friday sale, now on. Sale ends December 1st. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
Boots' biggest ever Black Friday is here, with over 20,000 price cuts, including up to 30% off premium beauty and fragrance from Prada, Marc Jacobs, Estee Lauder, Laneige and more. Shop today and don't miss out on the magic at Boots. Selected stores and products subject to availability. Offer ends 3rd of December.
Incoming!
Ooh, they look good. This Christmas at Asda, sit back, relax and tuck into a Moorish mince pie from the bakery at Asda's pack of 6 mince pies for £1.25. Find it at Asda, the gnome of Christmas. Asda, that's more like it. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores.
Live shows, playlists and more from Magic Classical. Say hello to Rayo.
McDonald's breakfast deal. Succulent sausage and egg McMuffin and a white coffee, all for just £2.79. Something that will make anyone a morning person. So morningy that even the birds are more morningy. McDonald's. Until 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Exclusions apply. Price and participation may vary.
in the Highlands, a jackknife lorry in the snow on the A890 south of Strathcarron. The M6, a vehicle fire going north across two lanes before junction 15, the Stoke exit for the D Road. Wrexham, you can't access part of the A525 north of Coedpoeth. It's an accident in the snow. And the M11, London bound, a lane closure at Harlow, junction 7. Queues are from 7A. Kent, you can't leave the M2 going coastbound at junction 3. There's been an accident where it's icy. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
And Julie Berthollet with the Monte Carlo Philharmonic and the first movement of Carl Jenkins' Palladio. On Magic Classical, just nudging towards 8:30, time for question of the day, Mark 2. Mark 1, the answer was the dial telephone, but that was a long time ago and far away. But sticking with the idea of some time ago and far away, question of the day, Mark 2, has us thumbing the books of relatively recent history, going back to this day in 2014. On this day in 2014, what was unusual about a bus service between Bristol and Bath? OK, this day in 2014, what was unusual about a bus service between Bristol and Bath? As ever, all suggestions welcome, no answer too daft. All prizes completely and utterly imaginary. By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. We'll see what we consider this side of 9 o'clock. 8.30 now, headlines this morning. The rate at which prices are rising hit 2.3% last month. That's slightly more than economists had predicted. It means inflation's back above the Bank of England's 2% target, reducing the chances of another cut in base rates come December. The US is temporarily closing its embassy in Kiev. It's received what it's described as specific information of a potential significant air attack. It comes just days after the Biden administration lifted restrictions on its long-range missiles for Ukraine to fire towards Russia. And 22-time Grand Slam champion Rafael Nadal has officially retired from tennis. The Spaniard was cheered by home fans in Malaga during the Davis Cup finals. Weather, cold. The north of Scotland has more snow showers. Elsewhere, a mainly bright day, but a few showers in the mix for the east and southwest of England and Northern Ireland. Tonight, another very cold one, and then tomorrow, showers continuing for Scotland and Northern Ireland, maybe also for the south of England. Otherwise, dry and bright. This is Lang Lang at the piano with a piece from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Someday my prince will come. From his album of Disney adventures. Morning, the Batty Blackbird of Berkshire with an update on these bar numbers, which have me confused. They're not to do with pubs, right? And they're not to do with the number of bars in music. No, the number 10 can be called 10 to the 1, 100 is 10 to the 2, 1,000 is 10 to the 3, and so on, where the 1, 2 and 3 are the bar numbers. Oh. To multiply, you add up the bar numbers, so 10 times 100 is 10 to the 1 plus 10 to the 2, so that equals 10 to the 3. So the answer is 1,000. It's where numbers get bigger that it makes things get easier. Easier? I've got that confused twitch setting in already. You know, if you're expecting an answer to be, for example, 10 to the 6, a million, or 10 to the 7, 8, or whatever, you can also have negative bar numbers as well for numbers less than 1, and you can divide by taking away bar numbers. I hope that clears it up. No, it doesn't. It doesn't clear it up at all. It just makes it more complicated and confusing. But thank you very much. Question of the day, Mark 2 today. This day in 2014, what was unusual about a bus service between Bristol and Bath? 2014, so yeah, just the 10 years ago. What was unusual about a bus service between Bristol and Bath? Text number 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles at magic.com. madcap.co.uk. Here's a bit of music from the Madonna repertoire, but given the Chris Bowers treatment. Chris Bowers, the musical genius behind those special versions that appear on Bridgerton and the like. Here's what he did with Material Girl. Bowers' take on Material Girl. And apart from anything else, I know I've banged on about this before, but my love of the harpsichord as an instrument, there it was, illustrating its qualities so beautifully in that. I love the fact that the harpsichord is a, you know, it's a really ancient instrument, sort of 16th, 17th century, lots of harpsichord stuff going on, and yet you can stick it in any pop music, any modern repertoire, and you'll always hear it. It cuts through everything. Brilliant. Just on mathematical matters, Maureen Simon in a very chilly Rainford, who says, I seem to remember that book you were talking about was full of things called logarithm tables, and they were used to finding the sine, cosine and tangents of something or other, but I can't remember what. Ah, yes, that's the problem, isn't it? After all, it was about 50 years or more since I used them. Yeah, but that's your excuse. And David in Hitchin says, I remember being given a slide rule at school. I'm sure I would look at one now and not have the faintest what to do with it. Does anybody also remember the book of logarithm tables? Yes. But I'm making more use of what's left of my mathematical skills, trying to answer your questions of the day, than at almost any other time since I left school. So you're doing us a great service by keeping our brains working. That's it. You see, proper public service. Is there some sort of award in it? Medal? No, okay, fair enough. Wandering onwards, clinging on, we'll sort out the matter of question of the day, Mark 2, before we get to 9, Screen Time after 9, and coming next, Boccherini.
Firsthand, in Gaza, in Syria, in Sudan. I'm Javed Abdelmonem, a doctor with Médecins Sans Frontières. As conflicts continue to spread across the world, it's crucial we can act fast. As an MSF doctor, I may need to stop life-threatening bleeding, treat gunshot wounds, or care for blast victims, all in a matter of seconds. That's why, at Médecins Sans Frontières, we don't waste any time. We're working in more conflict zones than you may be aware of, giving everything to give people a chance. Just £30 will keep our life-saving work going. Please help us save more lives. Because with trauma care, every second counts. You can buy us vital time. Please give just £30. Search MSF Doctor or call 0800 055 7979. That's 0800 055 7979. Thank you.
Here's your VIP invite to the UK's most spectacular Christmas party. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is back on Thursday the 12th of December, and you need to be part of it. It really couldn't be easier. Sign up, get your jumper out and donate to create lasting change for children. On Thursday the 12th of December, make the world better with your Christmas sweater. Sign up now at christmasjumperday.org.
It's time to get the ball rolling on another Terry's chocolate flavour.
Ooh. I've always wondered what a chocolate orange would taste like without the orange.
Mm. A Terry's chocolatey chocolate?
Or a Terry's orangeless orange?
Ooh, a chocolate orange without the orange is one of life's great mysteries. I suppose it would taste like,
milk chocolate.
Oh, that's ballsy.
New Terry's chocolate milk ball! Deliciously unsquare.
That's got a brand new van. It's an expensive van. It's got comfy seats. And an MP3 player.
If you're accused of infringing copyright on a client project, for example, unwittingly using a dodgy knockoff version of a famous song, Hiscox Business Insurance could help protect you. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
It's Black Friday. You're looking about for a great deal on the Samsung Galaxy S24. With O2, you can save up to £920. You could ask Dave next door. Overhear a rumour on the train. Stare into a crystal ball. Ooh. Or just search O2 Black Friday to find your deal today. O2. See what you can do.
£920 saving consists of £248, 48 pence device discount plus £14 per month airtime discount over 48 months. Ends 11th of December. Credit by Telefonica UK Limited. Eligibility and terms apply.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax Airline Award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Darren Reddick getting ready for the Magic Classical Request Show this Sunday at 7 o'clock. And in the run-up to American Thanksgiving, which I do celebrate, I thought we could make it a smorgasbord of our own. Email classicalrequests at magic.co.uk, and I will always try my best to get your music choices on the radio. Get involved. Hope you can make it.
Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy, and playing the Gallop from The Comedians by Dmitri Kabalevsky. 10 to 9, let's just resolve question of the day, Mark 2. This day in 2014, what was unusual about a bus service between Bristol and Bath? What did you have to say on this? Recalling Fred Wedlock's acerbic song about Bristol buses, says Stuart, did the bus turn up on time and reach its destination? That's Stuart in a Chili's Sid Cup. Was it an unusual bus replacement rail service instead of the dreaded rail replacement bus service? Wishful thinking on my part, says James in Belper. Pam in Dorset says, I can't help with this. When I was a girl and lived in Trowbridge, Bath and Bristol were exotic places rarely visited. When we did venture out into the big cities, we went by train, so no buses involved. Even though now in darkest Dorset, I still get a thrill when going to the two B's. Preferably by train. Happy days? Well, indeed, very happy days to you. I'm reliably informed, says Jane, I'm reliably informed by Paul that the bus journey from Bristol to Bath took place with no driver, just a driver on hand in case. Fond memories of my bus journeys in Glasgow and the dulcet tones of the conductress, "Fares, please," or "There's nae room on the top." And if you haven't got the fare, get off. Indeed. Such kind words of endearment. Leslie, from a brighter Bristol than yesterday, says, as a frequent user of the X39 Bristol to Bath bus service, I suggest that 2014 was the last recorded day that it ran on time. Could I just say, on behalf of bus drivers everywhere, don't have a go at the driver when the bus is late. It's almost always to do with traffic. Or the wheels have fallen off or something, but it's not the poor driver's fault. I say in a rather heartfelt manner. First time a bus identified itself as a train, says Jeannie Gal in Duckenfield. We were living in 2014, says Swansea John, and I seem to remember a bus gaily decorated with people sitting on the loo along the side, and this bus was apparently powered by treated manure. I recall that many of the Bristolians offered to provide as much fuel for this bus as was needed, but they already had enough from the output of Whitehall politicians. Thank you, Swansea John. And Kelly says, of course, being a Bristol resident, I don't approve of visiting them next door, and don't mention the rugby, but I think I've got this. Was it the first poo-powered bus? Well, you've got to be famous for something, and in Bristol we also have the Bristol stool chart. Maybe don't Google that while eating. I'll take your word for it. Yep. But you're quite right, it was the first bus to be powered entirely by human and food waste. So if you got that right, well done. You can be flushed with pride.
That is called Harry Pears 2021. Music from Penguin Cafe. News update for 9 o'clock on the way, and then we'll have our Wednesday morning screen time, starting off with music from the Blue Planet after the news.
It was just another day. A familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed...
Pounds. You could hire a private investigator. Look under rocks. Tap your nose 3 times and turn around. Or just search O2 Black Friday to find your deal today. O2. See what you can do.
£360 saving achieved by £10 per month discount on a 30 gig tariff over 36 months. Ends 11th of December. Credit by Telefonica UK Limited. Eligibility and terms apply.
The Pope is dead.
The throne is vacant.
Critics are calling Conclave the best picture of the year.
No sane man would want to be Pope.
The ones who do want it are dangerous.
A riveting thriller.
Be careful, Thomas.
Ray Fiennes is outstanding. And Stanley Tucci is exceptional.
This is a conclave, not a war.
It is a war.
Based on the best-selling book by Robert Harris.
How has this been kept a secret for so long?
Conclave, in cinemas November 29.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world. Shoot for the stars with our exclusive bonus offer. Up to 500 free spins on Starburst at maxmillions.com. New players only. £10 minimum deposit. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. Please play responsibly.
You all right, guys?
I need
the kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For the live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the 40...
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys!
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up! Let's go, team!
New Woo! Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
This hour. The rate at which prices are increasing hit 2.3% last month. The figures from the Office for National Statistics show that's up from 1.7% in September and slightly more than economists were predicting. It was largely driven by rising energy costs. It does mean inflation's now back above the Bank of England's 2% target, but Treasury Minister Darren Jones says it's still positive news.
The cost of living continues to be a problem for working families across the country, but gone are the days when inflation was at 10, 11% driving family bills through the roof. Inflation is stable, it's around target.
The US embassy in Kiev's closed after what it calls specific warnings of a significant air attack in Ukraine's capital. It comes just days after the Biden administration lifted restrictions on its long-range missiles for Ukraine to be fired into Russia. He's also approved the use of landmines in Ukrainian territory. It's claimed children as young as 11 are carrying knives because they don't feel safe where they live. That's according to a joint report published by a number of organisations, including Ofsted and the Probation Service. John Yates is from the Youth Endowment Fund, which is a charity helping young children stay away from crime. They've helped with the report.
We found that two-thirds